connectively to the topic of our ancestral like connection and the inhabitation of that, because I can go to my memory, which this is my life, my memory, which is like somewhere back here, where all the stuff is, all the childhood shit is stored.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Where I saw my grandmother make like out of egg cartons, roses.
Yeah.
Or my mother would do that. Or how my mother would like make these weird things to hang on. It's like a washcloth and they would shape it into little women and men. And then,
yeah, you know, I know, like,
you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And then macrame was really huge, right? Like,
yeah.
So I grew up with my mother and my grandmother doing those things and selling those things. No fanfare, no eternal proposition of wealth. But this is just what we did to make extra money. If some of the demands that we've put on ourselves around showing up in the world are always directly related to transaction and extraction, then we are operating by the same colonial spirit we seek to deconstruct. But you can't come, you can't dig that deep until you've been with yourself in that deep way. You're going to have to like watch, and you know, and this is the thing that I tell, it's not pretty. You have to let yourself kind of fall apart in ways that you've been trying not to, to see what your own shit is made of. Because you're not 15 anymore, right? You're not 25 anymore. And you're like, okay, you've been doing this thing that you love. So for me, a lot of this, these conversations are, if I could imagine, and I said this the other day, is like the, I've spent a lot of time trying to protect my heart in this way so that I can still keep it open so that it doesn't shut off or close out. This way that I left my back exposed. Right? And so understanding that this idea of like inhabiting my being is to also make sure that these things like my ancestral connection, my connection to the music, to the food, my connection to prayers, my connection to the land, all of this is in relationship to being well-resourced.
Yeah.
So that I can show up in this time and generation that I live in. Yeah. Right. And we like, we forget that that's what that is. Resource doesn't only look like the money. It's just fucking money. Right. It's like the structures got us fucked up, but we also didn't have to live alone.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Like that's the great individualistic energy of America, right? It's like, oh, go do it on your own. Nah, motherfucker, that's your life.
No. Why would we buy into that? It's like alone. I mean, sure, we like a little of our own space once in a while, but alone.
Yeah. Like, it's like wait.
Yeah, and you know, and in the time that it happened too, it was like a little easier, I think, for some people to like, yeah, I can do this on my own. And then that caught up with them. That caught up with their descendants. Well, because again, I don't know anyone in my generation that is actually working out for. Whether they are financially resourced or not actually, because the money doesn't pay for village. It just pays for outsourcing. Right. And there's no relationship in the outsourcing at all. So it's all a mess.
Right, actually. Right. And so for me, like when I look at, so what the fuck do we do? We need to start from the inside out type of thing, because if we need to, our lives need to be able to live in the active counteracting of the very systems we live in, the very things, like the very conditioning that we've been convinced is the only way to do a thing. Because if we can resituate, and that for me is a very like present thing, right? Like changing into the school buses, changing the rent, going mobile is also like the idea of being able to, it's an old dream to have an apothecary and support.
Yeah.
Things like that, right?
Yes.
And so that's an old dream, but it's also a bow on my behalf to the idea that it has to be any which way, or that success is defined by any which way.
Right.
right? Like, and we know this because of the social issues we have, that it's bullshit. And so how do I get to live in alignment based on my personal capacity, which we talked about this a little bit before, where it's like, oh, actually, no. Can my nervous system actually handle that? There was a long time that I would have never imagined the idea of converting a school bus, driving around and shit like that. That shit actually was not attractive at all. But it took some reorienting of my own understanding of home, of connection, of what I do and actually don't have where I live. I've been here 20 something years and I'm not any more resourced village-wise than I was when I first came here. Right. And the pain, the what I regret very little, but the one of the things I regret is like having raised my family here. I knew my intention, which is that like I love nature. If you would have told me, I would have, but it also pulled me and my kids away from a context or a connection to people like us, where we didn't have to feel eroticized and they could like be in full relationship with their Boricuaness or their New Yorkiness, right? Mm-hmm. Or their New Yorkian identity, however they're showing up in the world.
Right.
Having said that, the questions that we want to be posing for ourselves are really what's actually happening, because we don't believe in the capitalistic idea, although we understand that those systems are doing a thing, right? We don't entirely believe in that. We're struggling financially. And at the same time, there's something in our bones that just hasn't been space for that thing to come and say the thing or show the thing. And maybe it's not one thing, maybe it's many things. And is it possible? Not the bypassing type of ideology that says, I'm going to live in my little wellness bubble. And this is really great. You know, I do yoga at 5:30 a.m. and drink a smoothie at 12. Right?
And take- You're just going to be rolling J's in your bus.
The only fucking thing happening in this motherfucker, right, is going to be like... So the entire premise of all of this is the idea that what would happen if this here now was enough?
Mm. It feels so good to even just hear that and feel that in my body. Like, what if it was enough? Oh, and then my body's like, it actually is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. Proceed from this place. Navigate from this orientation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No matter what. No matter what.
No matter what.
No matter what. I know that there's something to drink in my fridge right now. Right now, my rent is paid. Some of my other bills are not paid. But right. And I can hold that without like, I don't feel devastated by it anymore because I can't give it the devastation. Mm-hmm. I can't give things the type of attention it's demanded, which has been distracting anyway.
I can't. That's a really good reminder, because there's some tax stuff happening with me because I decided to like go legit. And it was a bad idea. I should not have ever done that. I should have just stayed under the ground. And so like, you know, I'm on their radar and they, you know, so they looked at like the year before I went legit and that like, in which I was like living like in a poverty level with my income, like what, but yet because I made some, they were like, oh, you owe us $11,000. You know, I was like,
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've been spinning out, but I'm just like, you know what? No, you're not going to take me. You're not going to get me to be in that place. Like, it's been a practice. And like, thank you for saying that. Cause it's like, these things are going to happen. This is what living in this world is right now. Right now it is like, these things are going to be thrown at you. No one said it was going to look any way. No one said it wasn't going to be, not hard and scary and in times, you know, feeling threatening and all this is going to happen. And where am I going to be oriented within that? Like, okay, I have enough right now. It's okay. Yeah. And proceeding from that energy, like no matter what then I want to create or share into the world, is actually coming from this place of being well-resourced, not financially, but from another place and another level and another, like, you know, a deeper place. And so, like, being well-resourced from myself almost.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that and the, what's so interesting, what's fascinating to me is that the financial piece, like, I'm not a fan of balance, but the word balance, and which to me is reciprocity, and that thing does this, it's never this. But like, what a fucking thing to actually have your world entirely undone by money. It's paper.
It's fucking paper.
It's right. Like, it's like, okay. And that's what I do to myself. I'm like, cause I will, like, this, I'm going to say this last month was the first time where I was like, I've been 2 months behind, because waking up, right, like in spring and things like that. So I'm 2 months behind. It's the first time I've owed money like that, where I'm like, okay, I just got to figure it out. I don't know what the fuck is going to happen. I don't have any more to give anything or any.
My husband's always like, I just say you can't get blood from a stone. I'm like, what is that? I don't know what that saying is or what it means, but okay.
That's
like,
really great.
Take
yeah.
Anything from us. There's literally nothing that they can take from us. So what are you going to take?
What are you going to do? Like, are you, what? You want to worry about take? There's things that have been taken that I cannot undo, and that I'm busy grieving that have more centrality and priority than fucking money, right? Like, I'm good. Like, I'm good. And so just this all in relationship to observing relationship, and that it doesn't mean that we don't get to have the, like, because that's, you know, the either or thing, where it's like, you see the conditioning tells us, well, then that doesn't mean will we ever be financially sustainable. Well, if financial sustainability means paying minimum wage so that you could make sure your generations have, I don't fucking want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. Because you know what? With all the fucking money you have in the world, the most worst thing I would think is to end up in an old person's home being mistreated by a fucking stranger. Thank you for your money. Great job.
Thank you.
Right. Like, is this what we're talking about? Is this like how we're, what is the thing that we're talking about? And so for me, there's been a lot of like just examining relationships, period, which has all the wonderful sayings that go with it. Once you start doing that, lunar eclipse, the things that need closing out, the chapters that need closing out, the shit that needs, it's like, and you can't even come at it from like, oh, you're like, the fuck out of here. You got to go to. You and your mom.
You're going to. I feel like that's like what I've been saying for 2 days. I'm like, done. Yep. Out. Yep. Done. Later.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
It's like, there's no, that's enough.
It's enough.
Yeah. You know, it's like all the introductions of who we need to be, what it needs to be. I think it's important to, if you're going to create work that, you know, is a transmission that takes a while, and you want to create a container for it, and you think that the reciprocity of cultivating and attending to that space looks like, and this is probably the basic thing that I always say, is like, you're paying my light so that I can be here and do this work.
Yeah. Exactly. Right.
Right. Like, and at the same time, it's also going to take a fucking village anyway.
Yeah.
It's taken a village. With all my struggles, I have no idea what the fuck I would have done. I don't even know what would have happened had not folks supported, helped out, send me PayPal. Like, I know what I would mean. I would have been like weeded out in my fucking bed with a Pepsi and some fucking like chocolate, binge watching 50 Shades of Grey, because that's all I want to see right now. Like, just some stupid shit, because I don't want to be magical anymore. I'm like, fuck, Then I'm like, after watching shit, I'm like, all right. Yeah, you know.
All right.
Right?
Okay. Still here.
Yeah. It's like, all right. Fuck it. But this is recognition that to engage, I can't see the world that we keep on talking about happening without the absolute shattering of everything we know or think to be true.
Yeah. Everything has to fall apart.
Everything, right?
And so everything has to fall apart.
What part of, like, even when I was thinking about us chatting, it's like, oh, wait a minute. Can we just talk about, like, some of these places where we get to be resourced from and actually enjoy for its own sake? And this is a very Jewish concept, right? It's the idea of you could have a million reasons for doing a thing, but doing something for its own validity is an extremely powerful thing. Right? Like,
thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. And choose for yourself in that relationship. And I feel like if we're going to do this thing for as long as we need to do it, or those that are like, it's like shifts, right? Everybody's taking one, everybody's bringing a thing to it to create this place of transformation. It's going to require us to know what actually is our resource. You know, and that's where this conversation around like our ancestry and conversations around what does it mean for me to connect deeply to my roots, what does it mean for you, and what to me is so holy and fucking mind-blowingly sacred is that coming from those particular nuances, we can still have this really rich conversation about all the different ways that looks.
Yeah.
And all the ways that it's similar, right? Like coming from all these really like containers of both tension and beauty. And so part of this is like, can we talk more about things for their own sake rather than toward an end? I don't connect with my ancestry so that I can get the spell, so that I can make money come to me. I connect to it because without it, I am nothing.
Yeah. Without it, it's the suffering is in a different phase too. It's like with it, you suffer and you have some ways to be with yourself in it that might not completely and utterly destroy you. And at the same time, what else is there in this relationship besides death and love? Like when we're with it, we're being with what's been dead, what's dead. And it's also like, what's love? It's like what's dead and what's love. And like, that's a lot of resource
in
what has been, that is no longer, that is growing, and love. Like those are like the two things that I feel like we don't even put those two together often, but how can we not? Grief and love and death and love, like death and you call it the erotic, you know what I mean? Like that holds so much. That word holds so much for me. Yeah. There's so much in that word.
And
so much relationship in that word.
Yeah. And I feel like the conversations around, which is what I think is beautiful about permaculture, not new, beautiful about permaculture, right? It's like these ideas of understanding like compost and bioregions and things like that, because love is like the idea of the sun, and the seed still has to go through its process, still has to be buried, still has, like, it still has to receive before it actually, you know, comes out fully expressed. And in that process, it still needs that direct relationship with the warmth of the sun in order to transform it, to continue to do its thing, right? And simultaneously, the compost is nourishing the roots that continue to move down beyond and connect in ways to other life forms in the environment, right?
Continuously connecting, yes.
AKA
deeply. Yes, completely being reciprocal in resources.
Right.
Very few are hoarding. Very few organisms under the earth are hoarding resources. Right. They're mostly sharing.
Yeah, absolutely. And even if they're different particular expressions of a life force, which to me is erotic, right? They're different expressions. Yeah. They're still communicating.
They're still communicating.
Right. They're still in
dynamic. And listening and hearing each other. Yeah. Like, what do you need? What do I need? What do you
That's
need?
Right. Okay, That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
That's right. Who are you over there? It's like, so beautiful.
There's some trees that put out sap that invite certain ants to come, like, delight on the sap that also serve as a warding off of another invasive species that will tear the tree apart. And I'm like, y'all motherfuckers are dope.
Yeah.
I'm like, y'all motherfuckers
are dope. You're my teacher. Okay, I want to learn from you.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
Sit by you for a while.
Yep, I'm like, so let me get this right. You called up these red ants that are going to fucking tear into that motherfucker's ass by releasing some sap. And when they're done doing their thing, they've eliminated the threat of you being over. Okay, so... Everybody has a place.
Everyone has a place to circle.
So them angry like ants that be at it, they got a place.
Yeah, they got a place.
They got a place. There's something that we can do together. And so it's like, oh, wait a minute. I actually want to cultivate my daily life in that way. And if that is not my experience, then there's some shifting that I need to do. Because I'm inhabiting... my ecology is actually not nourishing me. And I need to have the wisdom, like any species would, to be like, oh, I think it's time to like take flight with the wind. I think of dandelion a lot. I'm like, they be ripping that motherfucker a new home. That motherfucker is so resourced that you pull one and you got its cousin coming from the other side.
It's so resourced.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you thought I was alone? Nah, boo. I'm like,
No. I've got my whole family.
Exactly. Here. Not only that, it is both the sun and the moon. Yeah. That.
Oh, yeah.
That's the shit right there. Like, I'm like, oh, that's why my shit is, I'm feeling hella perplexed. I keep on thinking, right? Like, I keep on thinking in reaction, not even response to the construct. And so what the fuck do we do? What's all this conversation about? It's actually about tending to the pieces of you that are connected to the people that came before you so that you can actually generate enough, like, you know, oh, this time I'm going to make some soup to take to somebody, but this today I'm shutting off the phone, I'm shutting off everything, and I'm just going to make food, I'm going to dance some salsa, I'm going to laugh, I'm going to cry, y se acabó. Y ahí se cierra el día, that day is done, right? And it's like, I don't have to be anybody's puppet on strings.
No. And it's like, this is the wrong word, I don't like it, but like the priorities that we're missing, like that's a priority.
Right.
That right there isn't something of a frivolous luxury or like health, mental health day or that. No, this is actually is woven into the reality of the rhythm of life.
Right.
Because that's what our ancestors did in ways that like might not look like that, but they knew those stories about the dandelion and the tree and the way this root did. And they took the time, they had a connection to this deep earth wisdom without even thinking about it.
Right.
They were already there. They were already there. And they took
ancestor,
that time.
That's right. And they know ancestors are going to be like, well, this is the scientific name of this particular. Ain't nobody give a flying fuck.
They don't give a shit.
They just called it what they called
like,
it.
Who They're even like, named it that?
Yeah.
No, like, they knew their real name.
Yeah.
They knew the real name, which was probably a non-language name, right? There was something else because they were in relationship with it.
Right.
That relationship is intimate. And even if they needed it to have sustenance and nourishment, and so they were able to like, you know, take it, they were in relationship with it because, and that's why it was, there's so much with that food stuff because, you know, this is going to be the whole other day of conversation, but like the wheat, you know, the wheat is literally ancient grain from the, you know, Mediterranean basin, right? So right. It's all over. And it was so sacred, yeah. Right? The yeah. goddess of grain was the grain mother, you know?
Yeah.
So sacred. And like, you know how like wheat has transformed itself because we've lost complete relationship to the land, the indigenous yep. land where wheat is grown, the relationship to it, the mythology around it, the medicine of it. And now it's hurting everybody, right? Everyone's got right. celiac or gluten intolerance right. and unhealthy gut, like the gut, which is mm-hmm. literally, it's just trip. It really, really is like huge work for me in the fact that like wheat is so important of a being for me. And yeah, I do know that I've like really bad gut issues, which for me, that gut is like this microbiome of our ancestors, right? All of their microorganisms or pieces of their microorganism has been carried on and live in my gut too.
Yeah.
So it's how to like be in different relationships too with these things. Like, okay, so I can't just eat pasta because pasta and bread are good, right? Blah, blah. It's right. like cultivating this different relationship with it, remembering it, trying to get the best quality of it I can, I guess. You know what I mean? I think any wheat is processed pretty fucked up because there isn't the lunar cycles that, you know, right. like with permaculture, biodynamic, whatever the people want to call it now, whatever. And that's not happening. But like, being able to reestablish or remember these relationships with different things that are like everyday things, like wheat's everyday thing, because everyone's got flour in their pantry, right? Everyone probably has rice and everybody has, you know, dried beans in their pantry or whatever they've got going on, you know, or the dandelion, which grows everywhere. I don't know where dandelion doesn't grow, right? Grows everywhere. The relationship to dandelion, because your ancestors were in relationship with dandelion, whether you knew it or not. So like, and here it is right there for you. All you need to do is just sit on the ground and be with it and like revitalize the relationship to it.
Right. Right.
And taking the time, like you said, you're like, today I'm going to turn all this other stuff off and I'm going to just be in whatever I'm being called to be mm-hmm. in relationship, whether it's like making the food or dancing or just blaring the music. Finding all of the music and blaring the music and like letting it like vibrate on your body.
Yes.
Even watching old films, like certain films too, like I'm like really into, like they're like, you know, I don't even understand them, but I'll just like see the movement and the different way people made films and movies and, you know, other places, not in this language and not in the style of film that we're watching now, and just like kind of take it in. And you can just be taken away by it and take that time. And may we all like let shit go so that we can take that time and put it, I don't know another word, priority in our life. Like what other time besides right now? Like why not?
Yeah.
What do you got to lose? You got to lose everything that's hurting us.
Right.
That's what we got to lose. Everything that is already keeping us from remembering the medicine that we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold.
Yeah. And I think some of the language I've been using I've been using the language of centralization in place of priority.
That's what I need it. That's what I'm trying to like, I know there's got to be.
It's that realization of the dance, right? Yeah. That some things need to be centered. And also
centralization. Thank you.
You're welcome. It really takes.
For dominatrix.
I always tell people that about my tattoo. I'm like, it's my sweet friend.
It's you.
It's like we were like
so good with it.
Yeah, I've been back and forth that night. Yeah. And it came to us like, yes. But yeah, this idea, because I want us to move into an anchoring that is less about like, oh, I'm so fucked up for having a reaction, or I'm so fucked up for feeling a certain type of way. Rather than doing that, allow, and we use this, you know, in certain places, but I don't use this as a label as much, but like really being able to look for ourselves and say, okay, I'm feeling this type of way because I'm having an experience, and the experience that's connected to so many other experiences is going to cause a reaction that looks like this. So I get to be kind and generous with myself, because I also do come from a people who moves things. Nothing's, we don't just hold one thing. We're like holding one thing, holding the other. Our toes are still holding onto the broom that we're trying to like get, you know, and it's like, and the baby's strapped on the back. And so coming from that, it becomes less about putting something in a hierarchy as it is, it's giving it central time to cultivate.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I needed. Yeah.
And that's like, right, the language of cultivation. That's what that is. Mm-hmm. Right? It's like, how do we draw our attention back? Because it's not about anymore. There's inhabiting this level of violence for any human being is beyond, there are not words to describe its impact, both internally and also generationally, right? And so it's like, we need to be able to say to ourselves, well, I'm going to centralize this for right now because I need to right now, but later on I'll need to centralize this other thing. And social justice in my particular perception moves in that way, right? It's less about the hierarchy of needs and like whose gash is larger than the other person's or whose wound is larger. It's more about what is needing central attention right now,
because we need
to move to that thing and take and tend to that. And so while there's people giving that attention, then there's other people giving this attention. And together we can tend to each other. Otherwise you fucking can't, it's overwhelming. So looking at how we can do, what I love about being specific about the idea of remembering, and I usually rephrase it as putting your members back together, is because that's exactly what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the idea of going, oh, we made bread. So what do? We make bread. And when we eat, ingest the bread, it doesn't only honor our personal need for comfort and relationship and connection, but it also nourishes our ancestors. It also nourishes those that have gone without bread in our lineage, right? And that we get to go, I eat this, I bless it, and may you also be nourished by it. And that when I have this sense of connection that's greater than this like active intellectualized experience, then I'm less likely to hijack anything because I'm so hungry for something.
Yeah, something, right? Exactly.
So that's where for me it's like, oh, if we start talking about these pieces, and my work never leans like one to one thing or the other, which is so hard in a brand yourself world. That's because it's more about what we need and learning how to identify that than me providing an answer to a problem, because I don't think a human being is a problem to be solved. You know, I think they're a being to be in relationship with. And so cultivating the relationship with ancestors, and especially for folks racialized as white, being able to come to a place and go, wait the fuck a minute. Yeah, I've subscribed to this extractive bullshit because I've felt so lost for so long. And the only place that I find either solidarity or connection or to be mirrored, right? Because being witnessed is important to the human being, is not in the ways I co-sign capitalism, I co-sign policing, I co-sign structures that are not working for so many of us. I don't need to do that anymore because my connection, my longing for connection, mm-hmm. is satisfied in many ways and not just one. In the ways I look to my ancestry, in the ways we eat, we dance, mm-hmm.
We pray, we language. Yeah,
we love.
And to be together in ways that we learn to be after this, you know, like, and it's like this organically what happens is that we learn to be together in new ways too. All of a sudden you remember, and you're remembering not just in you and your, but together.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're like, a different relationship with everyone around you.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's attending, reciprocal tending and caring for a relationship.
Yeah.
Support, yeah. You know.
And that will be our lives. That will be our lives.
I'm sure still hard and dirty as fuck with the people I hang around with, but you know
what Listen, I mean? Okay. Listen, there's some people where I'm like, baby, I will give you basic human respect. Other than that, I will not feed you at my table. I don't give a fuck what anybody's saying. You ain't eating at my table. Like, you will not eat my rice and beans. All right.
Sorry, but no.
And
that is also a very important ancestral practice. Just, you know, FYI, that is like,
that's right. That's
right. When I can do that. And when I actually really can do that and be like, and then no.
Yeah.
I can hear the fucking women in my line being like, yes, because they didn't get to say that a lot. Right.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Like, all right. Just easy going, whatever, sure.
And I think the part of the beauty about our particular like experience of this generationally is that I don't know where I heard this from, but I've been saying it since because I think it's a beautiful phrase for like what needs to happen. I'm like, I get to put respect on my fucking kitchen. Mm-hmm. I get to put respect on that thing that my family has done for generations. Even my mother, bless her heart, that woman drove me crazy. And she was like, let me make you some. And I'm like, okay, right? Like food is what we did. Food is how we did.
Yeah.
Food is magic. Food is all those things. And while I try to be as like, because that's how my culture is anyway. Like, and I was talking about somebody last night about this. He lives a couple of houses down, maybe one block down and stuff like that. And he's Egyptian and we were talking and he was saying, cause he passes for Puerto Rican. So when he's working and his stuff, he's like, I be getting it all the time. They'd be like, you a Boricua? And he's like, nope. He's like, I'm Egyptian, but he knows Spanish. So he fucks around with it. But one of the things I was telling him, I was like, my culture, we don't mind buying you food or feeding you, or we don't mind welcoming you. I was like, we also don't mind telling you get the fuck out.
Fuck out.
Bye. And if we don't like you, we're going to not like you with a passion that you have not imagined. Like that's part of, and that's what, when I introduce myself, I let people know now that I'm from Brooklyn because I don't know what the fuck they're expecting out of somebody living in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I'm like, nah, I don't come from that. So wrong person.
It has been really, really weird to live where I live because there's like a very culture of polite niceness out here that I just never understood in the Pacific Northwest. And, you know, I mean, my family, everyone's from New York, and they came from a pretty loud, filterless type of social experience. And if you didn't like somebody, maybe you didn't even say it, but your eyes that person, they knew they weren't supposed to be in your house and they walked away.
Yeah. And usually that accompanies, well, I don't want to make them, I'm uncomfortable, bye. And this thing of what's happened to me is as I've gotten older, and then we can close it, we've definitely enjoyed this portal. And for me, it's like, as I get older, I get more of my mom face. And my mother, we haven't been able to figure out her chart entirely. Now, I'm a Scorpio rising. So, you know, sometimes the energy that's happening in my is intense, and my eyebrows and my forehead wrinkles attest to it, right? Because there's like that thing. And I can feel what's fast. I used to wonder why my mom was like that. I used to be like, I don't, what, fucking smile, lady. But my mother was always like she was just like always like on, right on and stuff like that. And now I understand, right? Because now as I get older, I had just less capacity for fucking dumb shit. So, so like my face just gives it away. I'm like, And then folks are like, well, you're so, no, because you got me wrong. You think I was born here. I'm not from here.
Yes, yeah, I'm not from Pennsylvania.
I'm not from Pennsylvania. So I can be, you know, whatever. My engagement is the same with everybody. I'm not a respecter of persons. So yeah. I don't care where you're at, I'm going to be the same.
Yeah.
Only deference I show is to children, which means I'm not cursing around them if their parents are not like that. To speak to cultural context and relating some of the ways that we get to be really honest and how being in places that are distinctly different culturally have a long-term impact on the things that connect you, right?
Yeah, totally.
That make you feel like you are part of something greater than just, I live here. I mean, only my neighbor here knows a little bit about me, upstairs neighbor, but we're longing for that. And I think that ancestral connection is one of the ways. And I think that there are many ways to that while having a centralized understanding that approaching this from a place of deep relationship and respect is different than eroticizing the idea of ancestral veneration.
Mm-hmm. That because, right there, yeah.
Right? They're still in the realms. So this is not one of those things that you just randomly fuck with. You need to be intentional in building a relationship and being listening. And I think that that's what, to me, was so beautiful about the beginning of your path. I know it has no end, but just that way that you modeled that. Is there anything that, is there anything that you're doing in terms of creating space for these conversations more recent?
Are you doing? I'm trying to do a group space starting in October. And it's gonna be long because I can't just have these little, we've got to build relationship.
Yes.
We have to build relationship. So I'm thinking 9 months is really what the nice sort of number is. And even then we've barely just opened the seed up and looking at it. Okay.
Yeah.
It hasn't even gotten the ground yet, the seed, but I hope it gives some that respect that you're talking about, also explores a lot. I hope to explore a lot of different medicines. Okay, let's talk about Oracle. How did your people do Oracle? Did they read fava? Right. Did they read, coffee at the bottom? I know that there's still people in my family that will read the coffee grounds at the bottom or looking at land connection here, how are we responsible for tending to the soil here and how that can bring us in a deeper relationship with the ancestors everywhere, really. And hope, just those kinds of conversations, and that I think is going to start in October, but it takes me a while to get things,
Listen,
I'm going slow. I'm old and I'm going slow.
So where can folks find you? I'll put this up in the Patreon anyway.
Instagram is the best place for me, just because, I'll send newsletters when I do and I'm feeling it to write, but there really is, if you only want to take in my writing. So newsletters are not necessarily about what I'm up to in the world. They're more about I'm feeling saying this right now, so I'm going to put it out there.
Yeah.
So you have to be, you have to want to read long form for the most part. But Instagram is probably the best to just see, and even to just gather little bits and pieces of this journey that I've been on, that I'm not coming back from, that I'm going deeper and deeper into, and really just realizing I'm becoming an older person and going into I don't know if I do, but can I be an elder? Am I working towards being an elder? I don't know the last time there was a true elder in my line.
Yeah.
Right. There was old people that I love and respect and tended to, and my parents and there were wise ones, but I'm not sure if they were elders,
I do.
So that's where I'm that's where I'm trying to kind of track that. I don't get to say that I am, but will someone nominate me in my
Yeah. Oh my God. It was one of the things somebody recently, so I put out the call for apprentices and best language I had for whatever. Yeah. And in one of the conversations, they were like, you know, I just wanted to support an elder. And I was like, that's what I did. I was like, oh, I forgot. Oh, that's what happens. I was like,
that's what's happening. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, oh. But what I realize most about that is exactly what the fuck you're talking about. And that is the many things that we become first for in our actual lineage.
Yep.
And I suspect that our elders are coming up earlier and earlier because they're needed, right? And so kind of speaking to the not having that, one of the things that was tragic about my mother's passing, among many things, was what happened to her children specifically. And the part that was painful in a different way for me was because as an elder sister, I was trying to make sure that my younger siblings had the closings that they needed and that didn't wake up one day and she was gone. I didn't want that as an experience for them. It happened, but I didn't want it as an experience. And walking my mother to the doors of her transition, where me, the sister after me, which was in everybody's eyes an anomaly because she usually just stays out of, she lived with my dad and kind of different orientation and context. And the one after that, which is the eldest of the younger ones, and Ariana. And part of the thing that I did not get to really be with, although I was tracking it in my head, was the fact that my mother was transitioning. I come from a matriarchal line. My mother was leaving this plane. And after my mother, it's me. And what does that mean when the fabric of our family is no longer tight or close, right? And that's just, it's just what's happened. Then my grandmother died. And when my grandmother died, which was my mother's mother, that was like a crash in a way that I still am processing language for, right? Like I can't do this like this in that way anymore. There's nothing to touch before me. So what does it mean to step into being that placeholder in your family?
Yeah. Yeah.
Along with knowing that we didn't particularly have that, and now we become this thing.
Yeah.
This thing that brought the magic back, this thing that brought the food back, right? This thing that brought the things that those maybe directly before us didn't have the capacity with, and the response, the ability to respond to that. I'm so glad that we have it because we missed it. We didn't get to have that. We didn't get to have that same experience. So here we become these things, and goddess knows we've done it no matter what. Like we've tried so hard to honor everything that's come before us. So my prayer for us all is that we can anchor ourselves in that and find the beauty in inhabiting the place that we've been so busy trying to make space for that we actually became the place. Right? And what an honor to be able, one, to know each other, two, to do work in this world that centralizes so much of what makes us who we are, right? And so that's just like that reminder that you are because you say yes.
Yes, right, that's it.
You are because you said yes.
Yeah.
You are because you are no longer in that All right, like Semination Space, where you're not just doing that thing, right? That's not what's happening here. Here, there's a, you know, it's an orchard that's been getting some attention. And it is also the shade for those who don't know how to sow or reap yet. It's also the place where people, when they're hungry, they get to take a fruit from the tree. And your devotion is to love the sun as much as it loves you, so that we can be here as long as we need
to. It's a pretty beautiful place to be awake to when you think of it in that way. Like, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. I love you.
I love you so much.
I love you so much. This has been so, just like, to connect with you and be in this conversation with you in all of the mycelial fashion. It was it was so fun. We need some time together. It'll happen, but we need more time.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like we need a nice long walk in the woods.
Walk in the woods and a nice long rest.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you for language in English. But thank you so much for being with me and walking with me and loving me and praying me up. And I love you so much. And may your devotion fuck work. May your devotion be supported at all angles, above, below, sideways, backwards, and may the resource move through so that you are able to be fully present in what is needing your attention. So I love you so much.
Thank you for that gift of words, and the same to you. May your calling and your devotion just be held and caressed and loved and filled with all of the goodness, all of the things that make you feel like you have the space to rest and be and make and grieve and joy without any more thoughts around it.
Yeah.
With ease.
I receive
it. I love you.
I love you too. Good. And then we'll get together again and talk and fuck it up.
Yeah. I appreciate the invitation. I'm just honored. I'm really grateful to have talked to you. I really appreciate the invitation and it was just awesome. So I'm hoping that everybody else loves our 3-hour long conversation.
Well, you know what though? I think back to like, oh my, you know, when you want to be like a fly on the wall of a conversation. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want it to be productive, like production. Like, I'm like, me and my people talk, we talk for real.
We talk for a while. We talk together.
Yeah. Listen. The only thing we haven't fully done here is like food and shit. But it's
well, beautiful. And I would be partaking in Jubilee by this point, but I'm in my office and I don't have anything. So otherwise next time, next time we'll have to have like some of the liquid and some of the together. Yeah. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful evening.
Thank you, Mommy. So you can find Mary Beth at Mary Beth Bonfilio on Instagram, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. But anyways, I'll put it in the stuff so folks can find it.
Yes. That's the place. So that's my name.
Yep. All right, Mama. Big hugs and I love you so much.
Ciao.
This is the new moon. Okay. Kind of in the window of the new moon.
I'm going to I'll talk with you. I'll tell you what I'll do later. I want to get people to join your Patreon and get to the people listen to it. So we'll do it that way. Okay. Yeah.
All right, Mama. I love you.
I love you too. Bye.